This Sunday is the second Sunday in Advent. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the Old Testament reading coming from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Additional readings for this Sunday include Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7, and the epistle reading coming from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 1 through 13. Additional readings from Pastor Magruder will be the Gospel of St. Matthew, 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 12. So here is Pastor David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church, with the sermon for the Sunday entitled, The Tree Stump That Saves.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. A reading from Isaiah, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf, and the lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the first verse. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair, and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The picture in Isaiah's prophecy of chapter 11 is of a tree stump, the stump of a particular tree, the stump of Jesse. Now, the key to understanding this prophecy is remembering that Jesse was the father of the great King David. If David's kingdom were compared to a tree, it would be an impressive one. I picture some of the huge cottonwood trees that you can find in the older part of Fort Collins. They are massive, massive at the base and extremely tall. But by the time Isaiah preaches about David's family, it's been cut down. It's a stump. He is predicting an event that happened nearly 200 years later when the Babylonians came and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. When they invaded and conquered, they didn't leave a stone on top of a stone in the temple. The whole place was nothing, and the people had to sit there and think, what are all the promises of God to David going to mean now? The Lord had promised to David that his offspring, his seed, would sit on his throne forever. But now David's throne is destroyed. His castle, his house, the temple, the whole city are nothing. A tree stump. But from out of the side of the stump comes a little branch with a couple of little leaves on it. Picture that in your imagination. This huge, big stump that's cut down and burned and has been dead for hundreds of years. Out of the side of it comes a little branch. That's the shoot from the stump of David, from the stump of Jesse. And that's Jesus. That's the one who will be king over the people. That's the one who will rescue them. That's the one in whom the Lord will establish his eternal kingdom. And that's what Isaiah goes on to prophesy. In fact, the prophecy that we have in the next few verses describes how he will be king, what he will do as king, and what the result of his kingdom will be. God said of this coming one, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord." So that this king, Jesus, the shoot from Jesse's stump, will rule not with might, not with armies, not with swords, not with power, but by the Spirit of God. And what will he do? He will judge. But he will not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, that's his word, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. So how will he rule? The answer is he will preach, and he will preach two words. He will preach the word of judgment that comes in two forms, the judgment of innocence or the judgment of guilty. And this is so important for us to remember because we hear the word judgment in the Bible and we think, oh no, we think the judgment is going to be a bad judgment, that the Lord is going to judge us, that is, the Lord is going to condemn us. But we want to remember that there's two ways to make a judgment. When you stand before a judge in a court, there's two judgments that he can make. The judge can declare you to be guilty or innocent. And that's what Jesus does. With righteousness, he will judge the poor. He will declare you to be innocent and holy. And what's the result of all this? It's the conversion of sinners to the Lord's kingdom. And this is what's described by Isaiah, where we have these pictures that we're so familiar with. The wolf will dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the lion and the fattened calf together. And the little child shall lead them. The word of God, of judgment and grace, turns lions into peace-loving lambs. It doesn't go the other way around. It doesn't make the lambs as ferocious as a lion. It makes the lions as peaceful as lambs. And so, in the Lord's kingdom, sinners are granted repentance. The kingdom of Jesus is a kingdom of peace, and we hope and pray that all who love violence would come into his kingdom of peace. That's what it says in verse 9. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So Isaiah preaches Jesus to the people, to us, who need to hear it most. And he sets their hope not on their own strength, not on their own might, not on their own glory, but simply on the Lord's words. And this is all we have, too. This is all the strength that we have. It is only in the Lord's word. That is the wisdom that God would have for us to receive in faith. Because this way of doing things, of cutting down the tree and then bringing forth the shoot out of the side of the stump, this is always how the Lord works. He takes the most unlikely things, the most unlikely circumstances to do his work. Think of it. He rescues Israel from slavery and brings them to the promised land. He takes the shepherd boy David and makes him king of Israel. He takes the barren and elderly Elizabeth and makes her the mother of John, the forerunner of Jesus, the preacher of repentance to prepare the way of the Christ. And he takes a virgin from backwater Nazareth to be the mother of the Savior. He takes us to the end of ourselves before he delivers us. He takes us to the end of our strength before he rescues us. He kills before he makes alive. And he does it all for the same reason, so that we would know that this was not accomplished by us, but by his word and by his mercy. And if you think of the deadest wood you possibly can, a stump of a tree that's been cut down and burned and trampled over, it's from that that the shoot of Jesse grows. And I can think of one more piece of wood that is even deader than that. The two cross beams nailed together, covered in blood, where criminals would hang. I mean, that is the definition of a dead piece of wood. And yet from that wood, from that tree, from that cross, the Lord delivers you. From that death, you have life. From that suffering, you have forgiveness. In that day, says Isaiah, the root of Jesse will stand as a signal for the peoples. Of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place will be glorious. That root of Jesse has come. It's your Lord Jesus, and he has delivered you. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let the family of Christ confess our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us all pray the prayer that the Lord taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Until next week, go in peace and serve the Lord.